Good morning, everyone. This is Father Kevin, and I welcome you to the God Minute on this Divine Mercy Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter. Today, as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday, we also have this wonderful gospel from the Gospel of John, chapter 20. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." What a powerful gospel this is. I'm always amazed by the first words that Jesus speaks to his disciples. "Peace be with you." I think it's so important that we who follow Jesus Christ hear those words and that we take them to heart. Peace be with you. Jesus desires that we experience that peace that only he can give. He said it 3 times in the gospel today. I think we should take note of that. But also, as he says that, and in the joy of that encounter with the disciples, as they are filled with excitement, he says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Brothers and sisters, I think that we need to heed the words of Jesus, who calls us and enables us and empowers us with the gift of the Holy Spirit to go tell the good news. I think that's one of the reasons why we need to hear the words, "Peace be with you." I often can be overcome with fear or anxiety or stress. And as I seek to minister to others, I know that that is not a good place to be in. And so that peace that Jesus Christ can bring about and can give to me and bestow upon me is something that I pray for and that I ask for, so that I might be effective in giving witness to the power and the presence of Jesus Christ in our midst. All of us, I believe, need to hear the words of the gospel where it says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." All of us are called to be evangelizers. All of us are called to be people who give witness to the power and the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives. That is why I believe we need that peace that only he can give. But also, I find it interesting that Jesus comes back again, almost as though he wants to show Thomas and have that encounter with Thomas, just as I think he wants to have that encounter with us. Anytime we are at Mass and hear the word and receive the Eucharist, that encounter that helps us to know him and helps us to be nourished by his body and blood to go out and to minister and to serve. As he says to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands and bring your hand and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." Jesus desires that we believe in him. this Divine Mercy Sunday, let us open our hearts to the peace that the merciful Jesus desires to pour out on us. May we take serious the call that we are given to go out and to tell the good news. Let us be people who can cry out with a full voice and say, "My Lord and my God, I believe. I believe. I will follow, and I will go tell the good news."